We offer these invitations, and they have a twofold purpose. One is to welcome people to Jesus, to give people an opportunity to publicly confess their sins and to be baptized, putting on Jesus. And we keep this baptistry here for that very purpose. And there's not a really strong logical reason to have a baptistry here, honestly. It costs money to keep heated and to maintain and all that stuff, keep things from growing in it. And we don't live that far from a river, and we all got bathtubs, and several of us have swimming pools. But we keep it here. We keep it here because we want it here. Because we don't want anything to get in the way. We don't want any impediment. We don't want any delay, no matter how small, in giving someone that opportunity. We want it here so that we can look over and say, "See, here is water." And I think that's good. But the vast majority of the people here tonight are Christians. And that's the second fold. On a per capita basis, the invitation we give each time is really to Christians. So if you're a Christian, then the real question of the invitation is, have you maintained the vigilance expected of you, the vigilance that you pledged and promised when you became a Christian? Have you continued to walk in the light? So what does that mean? What should you be doing? Well, if you've been raised up with Jesus, then you should be seeking the things that are above, the things in heaven, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. You should focus your mind on things above, not on the things that are here on earth. Because you've died to that earthly life. And now your life is hidden with Jesus in God. And when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him. So you should be considering all of your parts as dead to the things of the world, dead to immorality, dead to impurity and lust and evil desires and greed. Because it's because of those things that the wrath of God is going to fall on the disobedient. And we were all once the disobedient. But now, you are called to set aside all that. You're called to set aside your anger. You're called to set aside wrath and malice and slander and abusive speech. You're called to not lie to your brothers and sisters because you've set aside that old person and the stuff that that person did. And you've become a new person who's renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. So we're called to put on a heart of compassion, a heart of kindness. We're called to put on a heart of humility and gentleness and patience. We're called to bear with one another, to bear with our brothers and sisters, to forgive them. Anyone who does anything against anyone. Just like Jesus forgave you. That's how you should forgive other people. But covering all of this, overarching all of this, you should put on love. Because love is the perfect bond of unity. It's the thing that binds us. You should let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Because you were called into one body. And you should be thankful. You should be so thankful. And lastly, you should be letting the word of Christ be within you with all wisdom. And whatever you do in word or deed, you should do it all by the authority of, in the name of, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving thanks, always being thankful, giving thanks through him to the Father. So are you doing all that? Is your body dead to immorality, impurity, evil desires? Have you put on the compassion and the kindness, the humility? Have you truly put on love? I mean, really, have you really put on love? And do you have peace? It's kind of a harsh thing to think about, but if you don't have peace, that means you're not doing it right. Is the peace of Christ ruling in your heart? And I'll confess right now, I don't have the level of peace that I should have. I work at it, and it's hard. It shouldn't be hard, but it seems to be hard. And that's a perfectly good reason to come forward at the invitation. To let us know, to let us pray for you, to let us all pray for peace for you. You know, back at the Combe Street congregation in Fayetteville, Arkansas, they all the time would ask people to raise their hands. Stan often says, "I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands," and then poses a question. I already raised my hand. I already said I don't have the peace I want. And I already said that I would love for all of you to pray for me. So I say, if you'd like the prayers of the brothers and sisters, prayers for peace, or prayers for strength, or prayers for wisdom, I don't know why we wouldn't all want that. But if you do want it, go ahead and raise your hand. Three people. I'd ask the person doing the closing prayer, I missed it, I was wrangling kids, but whoever's doing the closing prayer, I'd ask them to pray for peace for us all. Peace for this family, strength for this family, and wisdom for this family. But we talked about a lot in here, about struggles with immorality and impurity and lust, about struggles with having the kindness and compassion and the humility that we should. If anyone here has a specific need, that needs a specific prayer, or needs to confess a sin, or if you need to be baptized, then please come forward while we stand and sing.